Unit 3. Exercise 30.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. No, sorry, that's not true. Today we're going to talk about modern media in our everyday life. The show promises to be very interesting, as we have two guests with quite different opinions on this topic. Mrs. Jane McEwan, Member of Parliament for the Conservative Party and Spokeswoman for Education, and Mr. Mark Douglas Ford of the newly founded Orange Party, which supports a more open and freer use of modern media, especially the internet. Mrs. McEwan, in an interview last week, you spoke strongly for the regulation of the internet. Could you repeat your main points again, please?
Yes, of course. But first, I must make it clear that I'm not against the internet as such. I think it offers fantastic opportunities for communication and research, but we mustn't forget the problems and even dangers that it brings. First of all, we have the duty to protect our children and teenagers. Only think of all the negative influences, like violence or pornography on the internet, or the websites where racists make their opinions public. It's not easy for young people to filter the information they find on the internet. They can be easily influenced by one-dimensional arguments. And finally, there is a growing number of criminals who use the internet. They pose dangers not only for the economy, but also for everyone who uses the internet and has to give personal details, like credit card numbers. So, as I said before, the internet has become important. We can't live without it. But as it plays such an important role in our everyday life, there have to be some regulations to make it safe.
I see. Thanks for that. Now, Mr. Douglas Ford, this is not what you and your party are campaigning for, is it?
Yes, you're right. But I must say that I agree with Mrs. McEwan on one point. Young people mustn't have access to pornography, racism, or violence. But I think a lot is done by internet providers to limit access to these sites. You have a point when you mention the growing number of criminals using the internet. But if we take a closer look at your example regarding credit card numbers, all the big and well-known banks are doing everything to protect their customers. It's in their own interest to make internet banking safe. And don't forget, more and more products are sold via the internet. So it's in the interest of these companies too, to guarantee safe payment. Finally, if you want to control and regulate the internet, who is going to control the controllers? We still live in a free country where everybody can say or write what they want. This has always been an important issue in our society. With a free and unregulated World Wide Web, we can support the people who live in undemocratic societies like China by offering them unfiltered and uncensored information about their own country. Besides, if you really want to control and regulate the internet, you can't do it in just one country. You'd need all the countries in the world to cooperate, as the internet connects people worldwide.
Yes, but I see a problem for our culture. Fewer books are sold and quite a few newspapers have problems or aren't printed anymore. As a consequence, we lose our great variety of opinions because only a few newspapers will survive, and they will be controlled by one or two big companies.
I'm sorry, Mrs. McEwan, but your argument can't convince me. Newspapers use the internet themselves. They even advertise online for their websites. So even if some of the newspapers no longer appear in a printed version, there's still a great variety of them online. And by the way, the news on the internet is always more up to date than the news in the newspapers, because it's being updated constantly. You can download newspaper apps onto your mobile or tablet so that you have access to more information than you can buy at the newsagents. And don't forget the information you can find on blogs, Twitter, or on social networking sites. More and more celebrities, politicians and political organisations use these modern ways of communication.
Oh yes, everybody has an opinion on everything these days. And this is exactly one of the reasons why young people are almost addicted to their mobiles. Young people can do almost everything with them, and they do nothing else. And the problem is that teenagers especially don't think about the dangers when they spend hour after hour on social networking sites. Of course, I know that these sites play an important role in their lives, but kids are too careless. They put personal things online, which often makes them targets for bullying. There have even been cases of teenagers killing themselves as a result.
Oh no, you can't be serious. I admit that there have been such terrible reactions to cyberbullying, but when you look at the number of people who use these social networking sites every day, you won't be able to express these cases in percent. You should rather think of all the positive aspects of these sites. They're used as the modern way of getting in contact with other people and of exchanging all kinds of information. After all, social networking sites aren't only used by young people, but also by adults, by people like you and me, and even by big companies. Let me give you one example of the use of modern media today. A pupil who's missed school can be easily informed about homework by a classmate on a social networking site.
I'm awfully sorry to interrupt this discussion, but our time is up. I want to thank you both for this interesting discussion.